Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Congressman Jim McGovern is calling for action against Saudi Arabia in response to the disappearance and suspected murder of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. McGovern has introduced bipartisan legislation to prohibit all military sales and aids to the Saudi government unless the U.S. Secretary of State determines the Saudi regime was not involved in killing the journalist.
I think the civilized world has to take a stand. This is so brazen, so outrageous, so horrific that to not take a strong stand would mean that we're turning our back on human rights.
How much military aid are we talking about?
So, we provide some military training aid and some other, you know, limited amounts of assistance. Saudi Arabia is a rich country, but we sell them a lot of arms. Donald Trump talks about $110 billion worth of arms. I think that's an exaggeration. The bottom line is we ought not to be selling arms to a government that does this to innocent people.
So you say that this is so brazen that something has to be done. When you talk about human rights, the Saudi government has a long record of human rights violations. Why is it that you would call for such a strong step after the disappearance of one Saudi journalist?
Well, I have long called for a reevaluation of our military sales and aid policy to the Saudi government. I mean, what they're doing in Yemen is horrific. You know, they imprison people for expressing any type of opposition. So they have a long record of human rights abuses. But I think this, to me, this has to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. This has to elicit some sort of strong reaction that we're not going to be part of this, and we're not going to be complicit.
Stop you there? Why would it be that this would be the straw that breaks the camel's back?
Well, this is a U.S. resident who is a journalist who went into a Saudi consulate in Turkey and then never came out again. And what we're being told is that he was interrogated, he was tortured, and then dismembered. To try to rationalize this or to try to explain it away or to try to say that's just who they are, you know, one of the concerns I have with this administration is that every day, you know, they turn their backs on human rights, not just here, but all around the world. Look what's happening. You have this case. You have, you know, the Russians murdering citizens in the U.K. on U.K. soil.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. I just want to keep it to Saudi Arabia in our limited time. But the Saudi government denies that it ordered the disappearance or murder, in fact, of this journalist. There are questions about that, and the investigation continued. Go ahead.
I don't believe them. It's an impossibility. I mean, the bottom line is this happened in a Saudi diplomatic building. And if they didn't do it, what happened? Where is the body? It appears as if the interrogators brought a bone saw to the interrogation. I mean, who does that?
One more question. The United States counts on Saudi Arabia tremendously for security concerns, for trade, as you mentioned, and for energy. To sever that relationship would have a lot of consequences, both for Saudi Arabia and for the U.S. How do you balance that with this call that you have?
Well, you know, we can still talk to the Saudi government. I'm not saying we cease diplomatic relations, but we ought not to sell them weapons. We ought not to sell them arms. I appreciate the fact that we want to have good relationships with Saudi Arabia. But on the other hand, to just go along to get along, you know, is not only amoral, it is immoral. I think the United States needs to demand a higher standard.
Thank you, Congressman Jim McGovern. Thanks.
Thanks.